Top of the third inning here at McCormick Field. The Asheville Tourists trailing the Wilmington Blue Rocks 5-3 in front of a sold-out McCormick Field. Friday night, Dollar Dog promotion, but also a post-game fireworks show presented by Hedrick Industries. Mike Knorr back to work. First pitch curveball is in for strike one. And as promised, I am joined on the Asheville Tourist Broadcast Network in Valley Live by the president of Hedrick Industries, Joe Lordy. Joe, thank you so much for leaving your group of employees and families to come up here for half of an inning.
Hey, it's an absolute honor. I'm a big baseball fan, big Tourist fan, and it's a pleasure to be here tonight. Thanks for having me.
You got it. No balls, two strikes on Will Frizzell. Knorr to the plate. There's a quick three-pitch strikeout as the curveball from the former Coastal Carolina shot to clear sits down Frizzell.
He lost the ball in the sun on the throw down from the catcher.
Yeah, we talked a little bit about that. You know, the sun does play a factor, Joe, on the left side of the diamond. And anytime you see that strikeout ball gets thrown around the horn, if you're at third base, you better be ready. And Borden's kind of looking around like, Palma should know better. You can't throw that ball to me down at third base. Speaking of McCormick Field, as you know, we are now closing in on the 100th year of baseball here at McCormick Field, 99 years. It has a lot of history in this ballpark. And Joe, I want to get your take on this because Hedrick Industries has a little bit of part of that history here at McCormick Field. Go ahead and enlighten some of our listeners.
Absolutely, sure. I appreciate you opening that up.
Yeah.
So Hedrick Industries, we're a material supply company. We've got rock quarries and sand pits throughout North Carolina, and believe it or not, we've supplied two materials right here in this field. The infield sand comes from a pit in Pageland, South Carolina, and the wash screenings comes from a local quarry right here in Black Mountain.
Pretty incredible when you think about it, because you come to a ballpark and you see everything in its finished state, but to actually consider how it was all put together, how it was made, there is a lot that goes into it. De La Rosa, first pitch flew out to left, so a good start here in the top of the third for Mike Knorr. Two up, two down. Now T.J. White at the plate. But, you know, you're a baseball guy, Joe,
yes,
so I
yes.
would imagine that's something that, you know, working at Hedrick and knowing that you've had that input in a lot of stadiums and projects, I would imagine that's kind of on your mind everywhere you're going.
That's one of the most gratifying parts of the job, is that, you know, I'll be driving around the communities from here to Charlotte, North Carolina, and we're part of it in a small way in terms of what we do, whether it's roads or foundations. We're supplying a lot of the things that are helping our communities grow, and we take a lot of pride in that. Strangely enough, our company was founded in 1924, I think the same year. We're turning 100 years young next year as well, so that's on our radar.
That is too cool. 2-1 pitch is hooked foul at the first baseline by T.J. White. Counts 2-2. Blue Rocks lead the Tourists 5-3. We're in the top of the third. Doug Maurer alongside the president of Hedrick Industries, proud presenting sponsor of our post-game fireworks show, Joe Lordy. And, you know, Joe, you guys at Hedrick Industries, you do a lot of big projects, there's no doubt about it, but you'll also service the individual customer as well, someone who may have maybe a home project or something like that. Tell us a little bit about that connection.
We're supplying big jobs from Interstate 26 to individual homeowners that want to come pick out a boulder, you know, for landscaping purposes, you name it. So, you know, I know a lot of folks think that a rock quarry might, you know, not be for them, but certainly we'll load all sorts of trucks and all sorts of sizes, and we'll contract with the customer. We'll help you, you know, coordinate your delivery and try and make it as easy as we can.
T.J. White ended up running the count full, and he took a very close pitch that was ruled ball four. So White's at first, and Caleb Farmer, right-handed hitting catcher, now at the plate. Two outs in the inning, and Norris' first pitch runs inside for ball one. And, Joe, I know we talked about this off-air, probably even before the season started, but, you know, me growing up in Indiana, limestone country down in Bloomington and in the quarries. And I've always had an appreciation for it as the 1-0 pitch is grounded foul, third base side. But I know you've always had a big appreciation for the game of baseball.
Sure.
How has that kind of played a role in your life growing
up, whether
it's tourist games or other games you've had a chance to attend?
I mean, growing up, baseball was my game as a kid and played it through high school. I've been fortunate enough to have some children that have taken an interest in the game. I've been coaching for 7 or 8 years as part of our local Little League, North Asheville Little League. The tourists actually sponsor one of our teams who's playing in the championship tomorrow, believe it or not.
Let's go, tourists.
Yeah, it's been a part of my life from day one, really. It feels like grew up a Boston Red Sox fan and had a lot of highs and lows along the way. But it's a great game, teaches a lot of lessons, and you're not going to find a better night than tonight to watch a ball game.
Oh, it really is. I mean, everything just working out great with perfect weather, sellout crowd tonight, and Mike Knorr out here on the mound. He's on 3-1 to Farmer, and Farmer hits a fly ball into center. This might be trouble. Melton's going to go back to the warning track, and in front of the wall, Jacob's got it. Knorr kind of turns and looks and says, all right, thank you, Jacob. I appreciate that.
That was in our wash screenings from Grove Stone and Sand. I'll let you know.
There it is.
Track.
Yeah, we could thank Joe for that third out of the inning. All right, Joe, well, it was a quick half inning, but a lot of fun. I know you have a lot of people to entertain, but quickly, before we say goodbye, just let everyone know how they can get more information on Hedrick
Industries. Sure. Yeah, we've got a website, www.hedrickind.com. You learn about our products and our sites. We've got a local quarry in Weaverville, one in Black Mountain. Give us a call. We'll be happy to help you out.
Joe, you killed
cool.
it today,
Thanks,
man.
Doc. Appreciate you, buddy.
Yep. We'll take a quick break. Right. Tourists coming back at the plate after this.